Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And it's Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning, streaming at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, and AltRadio.org. And we're on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio. You know, we like to do acoustic sessions on this show, and man, have we gone out of our way to do this one. It's all brought to you with support from Bankers Title, which salutes the strong efforts of our military personnel. Bankers Title thanks you for your service and wants to now serve you in your real estate settlement needs, working with all lenders, purchasing or refinancing. Look for their number on HunterAtSunrise.com. Bankers Title, integrity, security, excellence. And with support from Christine Wern and the Chrism Institute of Aesthetics in Virginia Beach, making passion for skincare a profession. For more information, just click on their ad at HunterAtSunrise.com. And if you can't tell, I'm going to tell you, we are on remote today. We're doing this remotely from the station because midway through the week, I found out we couldn't do it at the station. And Jason Kale is joining us, and I really appreciate you rolling with the bunches. We're actually in a garage doing this. Jason, thanks for all your patience, and thanks for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me, Hunter, man. It's an honor, always.
Excellent. I'm sorry it's a little warm in here. It's only 95 degrees outside, but...
Oh, man. No, this is great. This is what we're getting back to our childhood here.
That's the true garage band. Yes. In this case, sir. The garage session.
Garage recording session, the quarantine sessions.
What would you like to do for us first before we really get to talking here?
You know what? Last time I came here, I did one of the songs that was on that's going to be on this new album of mine coming out. So I figured I'm going to do one that acoustically that I don't do very that. I feel like I want to do this one first. It's just a fool like you. Haven't done it on your show yet.
Okay, here's Jason Kale on Hunter at Sunrise.
Find myself before I could begin. You know that it's been so long. Like now upon me, life is gonna stray. Thought the damn devil is here to stay. Intuition, where I'm time or two. Trying to break these chains, trying to get through. Yeah, free my thoughts, my mind now unfrozen. I can feel a change happening. You may find yourself one day up against the wall. Put your mind in motion, yeah. And try not to fall. Since I was young, you know I played with fire. And as I got older, those flames got high. Running around so confused. Caught his own heart, he's been abused. Finally had enough and on this fighting day. Came to my senses, it was only me standing in the way. Yeah. I free my thoughts, my mind now unfrozen. Yourself one day up against the wall.
Thank you, Mr. Hunter. Thanks, y'all, for tuning in and listening.
It's like we're on the stage of the Norva or something. Jason Kale here on Hunter at Sunrise. And before we go any further, I do want to thank Jim Palacio for
yes,
the sound that he is doing here today for us. And he's even lending us his garage. And we just want to say how much we appreciate Jim for doing this today. He's the Sunrise Sound Man. That's what I call him. So, well, welcome to the show. Welcome.
Thank you.
And you got this new record coming out. Tell me about the record.
So, yeah, man, this is the most fun I've ever had doing any record or any recording whatsoever. You know, my guys in the band are just all tremendously, just fantastic and talented musicians, but fantastic friends too. And, so to be able to I came up with the idea that I wanted to do this next album because we'd been playing these songs out for about a year, you know, some of them about a year, some of them maybe only a few weeks. And, I wanted to capture how we vibe when we play in a live situation in a room with people. And I think just so many great things come out of that. And, cool ideas, and sometimes, you know, and it's always off the cuff kind of ideas, and I'm like, I wanted to take a gamble on it. And so I approached Sonic Wall Studio in Portsmouth, Joe Talley and Steve Sandcliff, great, you know, great musicians, and you know, people who love music, working with Tidewater Arts Outreach, their work with them is just fantastic. And so they brought me, I approached them first with the idea because they got a nice space and nice size in their studio. And they were like, heck yeah, we love the idea.
Yeah.
Let's do this. And so, we started planning, and I had a lot of fantastic friends that helped out that, you know, we brought in food, brought in, you know, we had a couple kegs of beer, and like we, you know, and I personally invited, you know, we probably had about 50 people that I, you know, that requested to be there at the recording. And and it was just, it was awesome. The love and energy in the room was unlike anything. And to be able to capture that one take that night, we did one take, and
kind of capturing the spontaneity,
oh,
I guess.
Oh, man, yeah. And we just had so much fun. The band played so well. And the only thing that was jacked up was my voice decided it was going to leave my body that day. And I think it was just from all the planning. I was a little sick.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I had to redo later on in the studio was track my vocals again. Right. But nonetheless, man, Steve and Joe at Sonic Wall did a fantastic job setting up the mics and getting all the nuances of having a live performance caught on a, you know, to where we can mix it down in the studio in the most professional way. And the album sounds better than anything I've ever done.
Sure.
I had Jim Perocco co-produce it with me.
Who else plays in the band?
And my bandmates are Donnell Smith on bass, Jeff Saunders on sax, and then I kind of interweave out two drummers. I have Randy Hagen. He's been with me the longest. And then I've introduced Smithfield Dash into the band late last year. I just love the energy he brings and the spontaneity and what it's just it's just a different vibe. And so, like, yeah, so I switched them on and off of gigs because we just play different with both of them.
Sure.
It's so different. And so it keeps us all kind of engaged and everything fresh. And so it's a lot of fun to do.
So what's the name of this record?
The name of the record's called World of Wonder.
Okay. And it's named after one of the tracks?
It's named after one of the tracks.
I often wonder, which track do you decide when you got all these tracks in front of you to name the album for? Is there some particular reason you named it after this particular track?
Well, I think personally, you know, it's over the last year since I put out the first album, man, just so many life changes have happened, so many life transitions. And there was a big personal battle I was going through. And so World of Wonder, I mean, part of the lyrics go, you know, there's no getting younger. There's always a bitter end. So it's a matter of like, I want to see beauty in the world again. Mm-hmm. And this world is filled with so much beauty and love. You just got to find it. And it's right there before your eyes. And it's about that struggle.
Wow. We're talking with Jason Cale here on Hunter at Sunrise. Would you like to do another one for us?
Sure.
And these are all songs from the record, I'd imagine.
Yeah. I've got songs from the record here. And I've got quarantine session songs, too, that I might want to share with you as well.
Okay.
You know, a lot of our stuff is kind of funk and kind of groove-based kind of, I don't know, kind of a mix of rock and funk and jazz and blues. So I think I might do that.
Okay.
Or we can do World of Wonders, the most different one.
Okay.
I wonder, you want to hear something funky, Hunter? You decide. You want to hear something funky, or you want me to do World of Wonder?
Well, after you were talking about World of Wonder, I'm kind of curious about it, so why don't you play that?
All right, that's what I'm going to do, sir. I'm going to do it just for you.
You don't have to call me sir, either. You're making me feel really old.
Oh, all right, dude. Well, here it goes. I don't do this one very much on acoustic, so this will be fun.
Here's Jason Cale here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Yeah. see it again. Yeah, I do. I wanna see it again. I wanna see it again.
Wow. I think you chose the right one.
All right, man. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, sir. You, Jason Cale here on Hunter at Sunrise. So, you know, you are such an incredible guitarist. Who are your guitar heroes?
Oh, man. I have so many, ranging different kinds of styles and everything. Like,
who jumps to your head at first?
Robin Ford. Jimmy Herring. John Scofield. John McLaughlin.
Oh, wow. I was a big John McLaughlin fan.
Oh, dude. Like, the late 60s, the early
Mahavishnu,
70s.
Mahavishnu, yes. Orchestra.
Billy Cobham. Like, with Billy Cobham and all those great drummers back in the day, man. I love that old, the crazy Miles Davis years.
Right.
You know, late 60s, early 70s jazz fusion.
Yeah.
I can't get enough of it, Hunter.
That's true.
That's where I live. Like,
I wore those records out myself.
Yeah, man. That's what I mostly listen to, dude. I like, if I want to get into a jam kind of zone or whatever, that's what I'm listening to.
Yeah. So when is this record going to be out? I'm sure people are waiting.
It's going to be out in September, man. And,
okay.
Yeah, I'm very excited for everyone to hear it. And yeah, when I listen to it, like, normally I'm very a harsh critic, as most of us artists are. But it's the first album I've ever been able to like listen to and a smile comes across my face. And I think it's just because the four individuals I'm making music with on that record, man, all our hearts, we're in sync, man. Mm-hmm. We're in sync. And these guys that I'm making music with, this is a very, it's a special, special sauce, man, that doesn't come around very often. I've never played in my entire life with musicians on their level, where, you know, I'm keeping up with them, and we all have the same heart and the same mindset. It's about the music, it's about having fun, and it's about being fearless with our music.
Yeah,
each and every time we play.
Yeah,
take chances and like let's have fun.
Well, you were telling me a little earlier that the quarantine was kind of wearing on you, kind of thin there. Tell me about that.
Oh man, you know, when it first went down, I was thinking, okay, this is something that, you know, the media and everybody's overhyping, you know, that it was just going to kind of go away, you know. And in fact, you know, when we recorded this thing, it was February 29th.
Mm-hmm.
And we got that recording in just in time.
Yeah, you did. Like the 1st of March was
just in time.
Yeah.
And after that, it was just crazy. And at first, you know, all of us, you know, musicians, you know, we, you know, I'm just fortunate that I'm diverse and I teach. I like doing recording myself.
Mm-hmm.
And so that kind of kept me busy. I was teaching virtually with the School of Rock in Virginia Beach, which I still am to a degree. And we just started doing one-on-ones there.
Oh, okay.
But at first I was like, oh man, this is a nice break, you know, if we get to enjoy a weekend or two, you know, in a row, you know, and go, you know, relax with friends or
that
whatever.
Got old quick, didn't it?
Oh man. Oh man. So like at first, about the first 4 weeks, I was like, okay, this is cool, when's it going to end? And then when it started getting into that 6 week, 8 week mark, I was just like, all right, something's got to give.
That's enough. Yes, sir. We're talking with Jason Cale here on Hunter at Sunrise. Would you like to do one more for you? Here?
Yeah, man. Yeah, you know what? I want to do one from the quarantine sessions.
Okay. It sounds like an EP that you're
going to
put out.
I think it is going to be an EP that I am going to put out.
A quarantine session.
Yeah, man. Yeah, dude. In fact, we did go in the studio and start tracking these and just having some fun doing it in a live kind of vibe. But I'm trying to, you know, I want to do one. This is all about, you know, everybody, you know, this whole crisis and everything that we're going through, you know, hopefully everybody's around in a great, in a really healthy environment and surrounded by love, and we get a reset button. Mm-hmm. You know, this is a reset button for all of us to reset our priorities. And it's all about love. And I'm telling you, that's the biggest thing I miss right now, is I miss seeing people on a regular basis that, you know, that come out to our shows, that, or that I get to go hang with on a regular basis. You know, I miss that energy. I seriously miss it. And, yeah, so it's been a pleasure to see you and Jim today.
Yeah.
You know, really, it's just, it's very, so yeah, don't take these things for granted anymore, right?
For sure.
When we see each other, you know, we don't take it for granted.
Yeah.
So you know what? I'm going to close out with a love song I wrote during the quarantine. And, I hope it leaves everybody with good vibes for the day and enjoy their Sunday, the rest of the Sunday. Thank you all for tuning in. Thank you, Hunter, for having me, dude.
Yes. Here is Jason Cale here on Hunter at Sunrise. What's this called?
This one's called This Is Love.
Mm-hmm.
Never knew what love was there. Never.
Yeah.
Thank you, brother.
You know, I forgot to tell Abby she can applaud. It's okay. It's really okay. It's just a Sunday morning. It's just a casual thing.
Yes.
Jason Cale here on Hunter at Sunrise. I really appreciate you doing this today and rolling with the punches on us. We weren't sure this was going to happen, to tell you the truth, but Jim Palacio came to the rescue, and we really appreciate him and mixing this thing in his garage here this morning, or this afternoon, actually. I'm going to be honest with you. But anyway, Jason, thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on the show, man. It's always a pleasure, and thank you so much for your support and support for the local community and other artists, man. It truly means a lot what you guys do.
Well, thank you. And the name of the album again, and how are people going to be able to buy it? That's important, too.
Yeah, man. So it's coming out September. I'm not sure the exact date yet, but I should know that soon. They could check out jasonkalemusic.com for a lot of updates on the shows. Shows are so fluid right now.
Yeah.
So just follow my website, man. I'm going to be updating that, you know, every other day. Things change. So, but that's the best way to find out when that album's officially coming out, where you can go listen to it on Spotify and all that good stuff. And
it's called World of Wonder.
World of Wonder.
Yeah.
Jason Cale Band. All recorded live at Sonic Wall Studio.
Yeah.
And thank you so much to all the friends and fans that came out that night to support and show the love. You can feel it on this record, and I can't wait for y'all to hear it.
Excellent. Jason Cale here on Hunter at Sunrise.